The Hook Show, number 59, BlackBerry Discoveries, part 1.
Attention, system call, Mars 77,000. Flyvation activated.
The Hook Show with your host, Digital Dan. Hookshow.blogspot.com. Welcome to The Hook Show.
Welcome to or welcome back to The Hook Show. Thank you for giving the podcast a listen on your MP3 player of choice. It's been quite busy around here in the Hook household. Been doing some spring cleaning. Got done with some busy season over at work here. Catching up on some Battlestar Galactica Season 4, borrowing it from the library for a week. It's free that way. If I'm going over a week, then it typically got that overdue charges, so try to get that all in. My kids' birthday's coming up pretty soon, both of them within a couple of days of each other, so we're trying to plan some different birthday events for that. My youngest one turning 1, my eldest one turning 4, so I got to do something special for each of them this year. So, been busy around here. Haven't quite had the schedule to put out a podcast, so sorry for the delay on that. Let's start getting into the content. All fired up on coffee myself right now. First off, I want to go through some of the power tips and hack sites that are available for the BlackBerry. The first one that I came across right here is referring to 121 tips for the BlackBerry you might not necessarily realize are available. So they go through all sorts of different cool things like how to navigate through your calendar quickly, deleting things in your inbox, separating messages within the SMS. Once I read about this, I gave this tip over to Eric Larson a couple of weeks ago on his podcast, where the aspect of you can dial by just by pressing in the letters. You know, like if you ever come across a phone number where, for example, 1-800-GOOG-411, if you're trying to figure out what are the numbers for that, you just type in the letters and then it will just automatically transcode it. So just cool little tips like that. 121 different ones. So it's just crazy to just look through this, try to find something new that you haven't quite discovered just yet. Also, keyboard shortcuts. There's quite a few different apps that are available for the BlackBerry, so it's cool to find out about these keyboard shortcuts. The way that the BlackBerry is, it's that keyboard, so it's good to find out that just about every one of the different keyboard buttons could be used for something that would be helpful within an app that you're using. I'm going to be going through a bunch of different apps, a bit of a review on that. All of them that I'm going to be going through are going to be considered freeware apps because I like to make the most out of the gadgets that I have without having to shell out any extra money. Unless I specifically state otherwise, they are going to be all freeware. And also what I'm going to be going through is what's going to be considered personal experiences. That's kind of what a podcast is all about, is hearing somebody's personal experience regarding a gadget, the news, their point of view. That's kind of what I'm going to be going through. Everyone can customize a BlackBerry however they want to, or whatever smartphones that you have, you can customize it however you want. These are just some of the different aspects of things that I've tried right now. If you have any recommendations, I'll be open for trying something new if you come across it. First off, searching. If you're trying to search for a specific thing, Google has this cool mobile app. They just recently updated it within the last week or so, where you can do it via voice, and they also go by your approximate location. So you can use your voice and say pizza, and it will show you a listing of pizza places that are relatively close to your location via the closest cell phone tower. Because the model that I have doesn't necessarily have a specific GPS locator in it, but close enough, and for most purposes, that's good enough for what you're using. For navigation, what I like using right now, this is what's worked the best for me, is Google Latitude. There's so many aspects of this that are just super cool that unless there's something better out there, I'm probably not going to be using it. You can go use the satellite view. You can use the street view of it. You can do the, this is using the Google Maps, and Google Latitude is the avenue of, if you have other people that you know that are subscribing to Google Latitude, you can share your location with them. They can share their location with you. That's quite cool. My wife has hers. I have a few other friends that are sharing their location with me. So it's kind of neat to see where different people are in approximation. So you can meet up with them and kind of see where they're at. For my specific phone, like I said, it's just going off of approximate location of the closest cell tower. You can link it up via Bluetooth with a specific GPS locator. Don't have one of those just yet. There is the BlackBerry default for maps. I haven't quite found a use for that where it's helpful. It might be helpful to some people, but Google Latitude, definitely using that more. I downloaded another app that I was trying. The description of it sounded kind of neat. It's called Wayport. The avenue of that is to be a guide for if you're traveling somewhere, you might find this useful. They're supposed to have some helpful guides. I know about my area, so it's not necessarily as helpful as it probably could be. That one is trying to link to an actual GPS locator. Like I said, mine doesn't have it, so it's not as useful as it probably should be. You can download other maps for it to be helpful. Like I said, not so helpful for me, but you might want to give it a try, see if this might be helpful. And that one is a paid app, but there is a free trial for it. For using text, a text app, there's the Memo app that you can use just to make some quick memos. There's Documents to Go that's a default on it, so you can do the Word to Go if you have any sort of doc files, spreadsheets. I think there's even an Excel app for it too. But I've also come across a plain text version of a free plain text version, so if you needed to do any sort of plain text modifications via like a TXT file, HTML, PHP, any sort of plain text modifications of things, you can do it via this BlackBerry Notepad. So that is quite cool. For browsers via the web, most of the time the default browser that's on the BlackBerry is good enough. You have to use it for via the Google mobile apps, some of the other apps. Anytime you have a link, it will be linking to the default browser. Any sort of downloading will have to be going through the default browser. So for most of the avenues of things, that works good enough. For specific coding of apps, if you want to know about a specific design, some of the JavaScript not quite working, that's why it's good to have alternative browsers. So I did download and install the Opera browser. That one's quite neat. It is kind of fast for the most part. It does do a pretty good rendering of a full page. You can do a magnification of that. Plus, in beta version, there is another browser that's available, and that's called the Bolt browser. It's kind of a cool name. And that one, within the description, they're saying that one's supposed to be 50% faster than other mobile browsers. I found it useful because it does actually, for some of the other browsers, they notice that you are looking it up on a BlackBerry. So for the Bolt browser, it doesn't necessarily show up that you're browsing on a BlackBerry, so they're not trying to transcode it that way. It's the closest proximity to a full-fledged, like, desktop kind of browser. Quite neat if you need that kind of usage. For RSS, trying to keep up with some of the different feeds that I have for news and what all, there is a default one within the browser. There is some different RSS feed readers within the other browsers. Yes, they kind of work, but not as well as I want them to. Within the default browser, it's kind of neat. If you subscribe to a podcast feed and there's audio attachment, audio enclosure on it, if it's within 8 megabytes, you can download it directly from the BlackBerry. So, quite cool. I have tried a RSS reader app that's available. It's called Vigo. You can import your feeds from Google Reader. That's what I'm using for the most part. There isn't a specific Google Reader app just yet, so that's probably about the closest I can get. They say that they are going to support podcast and video podcast pretty soon, not available just yet. So for now, those seem like pretty good. Definitely always open for suggestions on that. For the community aspect of things, because this is a super connected, hyper connected type phone, they like to keep you up to speed on several different things. There's the Facebook app. My wife actually uses this Facebook app quite a lot. It's probably one of the few apps that she does use. Within the Facebook app and some of these other community apps, you can directly upload like pictures and videos directly from the camera app. For the Facebook aspect of things, you can upload into a specific folder. So, for example, Easter is coming up pretty soon here. If you have a bunch of family photos that you want to put into a folder called Easter 2009, you can do that. You can tag the people that are within the photo right directly from the BlackBerry, so that's quite cool. Make all the descriptions, all that kind of cool stuff before uploading. There's a Flickr app. I have a couple of different Flickr accounts, but they are just the basic 200 picture one. So I'm getting pretty close to the maximum on those, so I haven't quite used that as much as I would like. I should probably upgrade to the unlimited versions of that so I wouldn't have any sort of caps. You can directly from the camera app upload, or you can use the Flickr app to upload pictures. You can do the descriptions, the specific tagging right directly from the BlackBerry before uploading. There's a Twitter app. There's actually a couple of them out there. From the different ones that I've tried out, this one works the best for me. Depending on what site that you're looking on, there's some debates on which one works the best. And apparently there is a way that you can integrate some of your camera, the picture files directly to Twitterberry. Kind of cool different apps there. Under the heading of miscellaneous, there's a Bible app. I am a Christian, and I try to read and understand the Bible to the best of my knowledge, but I'm not a scholar in that. So it's cool to have this Bible app where there's just quickly counting the different versions. There's like 12 or 13 different versions of the Bible just available in English. I'm looking through a passage and I don't quite understand it. I can look it up in the King James Version, the Message Version, the American Standard Version, or some of the other versions. There's also a community feature to it. So if you still don't quite understand all the avenues of it, you can see what other people have written regarding that passage. There is a daily reading guide. You can look up just specifically under a certain keyword. So definitely a bunch of cool just avenues via that. But it is using the data connection to get all the information. So you do have to be in some, if you're connecting via the Wi-Fi or within a signal strength area. I am going to be touting this as part one because there is quite a few different cool things to discover regarding the BlackBerry here. But what I've had for some difficulties within the apps themselves or the BlackBerry is the clocking regarding some multitasking. It is a bit of a mini computer, so I do like to use the multitasking feature, but it does clock from time to time when I want to do things, listen to MP3s or other avenues of things, and it's clocking and someone's trying to call me, it's difficult that way. That's the only big difficulty that I've come across so far. Like I said, this is definitely going to be part one. I do have a couple of ideas for part two already kind of in the works. I just got some recent accessories for my BlackBerry that I want to review, some PC apps that you'd be using via your computer, some of the avenues of theming, and a couple other miscellaneous apps that I didn't quite have time to go through today. So for now, this would be, I want to thank you for listening to the podcast, and definitely give me your comments via email, hookshow@gmail.com. There is some other avenues to connect with me via Facebook, Twitter, all sorts of different things. There's connections on the website, and for now, I guess that will do it. And I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and hopefully I'm able to record something pretty soon. And see ya. Peace for now.
That's going to do it for this show. Digital Dan would love to hear from you. Email your comments, hookshow@gmail.com, or visit the website, hookshow.blogspot.com, for all the other good stuff. This show is a proud member of the podcast community, Blueberry. Find out more at blueberry.com. And is also affiliated with Podcast Minnesota at podcastmn.org. Thanks for listening to The Hook Show from hookshow.blogspot.com.